This episode of Voices of the Elephant is sponsored by DayCamp for Developers. Listen for a special offer at the end of this podcast. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today with Pablo Godel. Pablo, you are at Server Grove and y'all do web hosting, and one of the things that y'all specialize in or you're known for is PHP framework hosting. So I've got a couple questions for you that center around hosting and PHP. You know, I've got three questions for you. And the first one is, how'd you get involved with hosting and PHP?
Hi, Cal. Around 96, 97, I was doing websites and I needed a way to generate dynamic pages. At the time, Perl was the obvious choice, and along with C-based CGI, but neither sounded like the right approach. And then I found something called PHP, which was similar to C, but it was interpreted. It was around PHP 3 beta or something, I don't remember correctly. And from then, I started using PHP with some other distractions along the way. As for hosting, after discovering PHP, I started looking for ways to host these sites. I partnered with a hosting company in the US to offer their services in Argentina. I was living there back then. A year or so later, we took over the main company in the US and I moved to Florida. In 2005, I co-founded Server Grove to offer PHP hosting. And after a period working on other markets, I went Server Grove all the way.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for that background. Now, you do hosting. 5.3 has been out for over a year now. How do you see the adoption of PHP 5.3 among your clients that are hosting with you? And for those that haven't adopted, what are the major roadblocks?
It's catching up slowly. I think it's going better now that PHP 5.2 is no longer updated, but it is going to take a very long time. Hopefully, the release of new frameworks like Symfony 2, Lithium, and same framework 2, like they are based on PHP 5.3 only, will speed up the process. The biggest impact will happen if popular applications built on PHP follow this path. PHPBB already started doing this with the new version is going to be PHP BB4. It's going to be based on Symfony 2, so it's going to be only for PHP 5.3. But WordPress and Drupal, among others, they need to follow this path too. And the biggest major roadblocks we see are there's a lot of legacy code floating around. If a customer doesn't know which version their software needs, they will pick PHP 5.2. But fortunately, the switch to 5.3 is not that difficult. Second, most hosting companies do not care much what version of PHP they run. We were among the first ones to have PHP 5.3 in our offering. So it is like a chicken and egg problem.
Very interesting. Okay, third and final question. What's the biggest challenge facing you, a web host of PHP sites?
The hosting market is saturated, so it is very hard to stand out as a viable and serious option. We have been supporting the community in as many ways as we can, and people have started to know us, but it takes a very long time to gain the trust of the people. So on the other hand, frameworks like Django and Rails recruited a lot of PHP developers, and with that, a lot of sites went to other platforms. PHP is sort of playing catch up in the framework bandwagon, but there are very promising signs with the releases of Symfony 2, Lithium, same framework, and so on. So it is up to the whole community to embrace this and spread the word around them. to help current, new, and former PHP developers see their advantages and adopt them.
Interesting. Thank you for your answers. Real quick, before I let you go, what's your local user group?
The local user group here is South Florida PHP. It's in Meetup, and we are trying to revive it. We had a few successful meetups late last year, and we hope to keep it going for 2011.
Excellent. Pablo, thank you for your time, and thank you for everything that you do for the PHP community.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Voices of the Elephant. This podcast is copyright 2011 EICC Incorporated, and all rights are reserved. For more information on the podcast and to nominate someone to be interviewed, visit the website voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT. DayCamp for Developers is a one-day, technology-agnostic online training camp for web developers. We cover the topics that you won't find at any other conference at a price that every developer can afford. Visit our website today, daycamp4developers.com, and reserve your seat for the next class. As a listener of Voices of the Elephant, use the discount code VOTE to save $10 off your ticket. DayCamp for Developers. Invest a day in your career.